So this week, I've decided to do something entirely different, getting out of my comfort zone. I'm about to do an interview, and even worse, it's public speaking with executive speaking coach who is going to give you an instant tip on making a speech at a wedding. Eamon O'Brien.
Hey Jackie, how are you?
Eamon, how are you?
Actually, you know what? This is a perfect, for instance, this is a first for you doing an
It
interview. For many people, making a speech at a wedding, it's a first for them too. So, yeah, good timing, good topic.
Excellent. Thank you, Eamon. So I can't stop giggling because it's nerves, like, you know, and I'm sure there's lots of people out there. I'm fidgeting.
Well, what would you like to know, Jackie?
Eamon, I think I would like to know what your top three tips would be to deliver an epic wedding speech.
Epic. Oh, great.
It
Epic.
has
Yeah. So I think that the first thing is to make your job a lot easier. I think that sometimes people see a wedding speech and say, oh my God, like there's going to be 100 people there, 200 people, and they feel like they have to impress everybody. And I think that's a dreadful place from which to start because you are just building things up, building things up. And the truth is, the audience is not expecting an epic speech, but what they are looking for is really just three things. Number one, that you are doing something that's going to build some wonderful memories for the bride and groom. Because, you know, oftentimes, I'm sure you've seen movies where they have people telling dreadful jokes and like that, yo, Vicar, if you had been there where I, you know, and you just, everyone's going to go, oh no, he went there. Stop that. Please don't do that. So don't try to be funny. Don't try to be a comedian. It's really about sharing memories because it is about a big day out for the bride and groom. So that's the first thing, which is change your mindset because it's about really you kind of just reflecting well on the people that you love. So, you know, whether you are the best man, you're the bridesmaid, you are the mother of the bride or the groom or whoever you happen to be, you are kind of ministers of joy and mirth. So turn up with the right attitudes. That's number one. Number two is, and this has to do with being less complicated, but also being more human. Tell stories because you want to especially tell stories about, you know, why it is that the groom is so special to you, why the bride is wonderful. Incidentally, every wedding, if you think it's about the groom, it's not. It's always about the bride. Even the groom knows that. But
Should know
anyway,
that.
you should know that if it's got any sense. But anyway, but sharing stories, why? Because this is a time, if ever there's a time to be sentimental, if ever there's a time to have kind of a special moment to think about why people are special to you or what you see in them and why they are a marvelous couple together, this is a great time to share that idea. And the last thing is that also when you're thinking about your toast at the end, don't be trying to be overly complicated. Sometimes you're far better off to say, you know, I was speaking with, you know, the bride's mother, and I said, so, what were you thinking when you heard that my daughter was going to be married today? And she said, well, if there's one thing I'd like her to remember, it's bang, bang, bang. And so, in other words, find the personal because that's a lovely way in which to just kind of involve other people who are not just the bride and groom in what's been said. It could be something a grandparent said, an uncle, but just sometimes that little bit of a touch, watch what that does. It's not very difficult, but honestly, oh, the other thing actually is keep it short. Yeah. Sometimes people stand up and all of a sudden they think, well, I'm up as well, stay here for a while. Please don't. You know, if you are a best man and you're up for longer, never mind all the usual kind of, here's what you need to know and here are the proceedings and all that. If you're up for more than 5 minutes, would you stop it already? Imagine there's a giant hook pulling you to heck off the top table and remove the microphone from you. So make it a nicer, simpler, more story-filled occasion, and I promise people will love the speech.
That's fantastic, Eamon. Super tips. Really like that. I had all this imagery going through my head right there. Super stuff. So let me just quickly go over your sort of top three tips there. The first thing would be to remember that you're sharing wonderful memories.
Yeah, it is all about the memories. And creating the memories and realizing that you're there out of love and support, not trying to be a show-off. Because sometimes we think, like, you know, the best man maybe, or the best bridesmaid or whoever, that they have to maybe be a bit more razzmatazz, more jazz hands, more look at me. Don't.
Yeah, that's good advice. And then the other big tip I picked up on there is to tell stories.
Yes.
I just had these, like, well, they would be just automatically funny, like, you know, because your most fondest memories are normally filled with love and laughter, aren't they?
Oh, they're always filled with love and laughter, and you don't have to try to be funny because it's there naturally. And it doesn't have to be big, it doesn't have to be grand, it doesn't have to be about the day that my daughter or son climbed the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about that.
Yeah, and then you just brought us on as finding the personal, because you would use that in the toast. That's just lovely, because you're going to bring in everybody into that, like, you know.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So, and that allows you to feel more relaxed, and everybody is delighted you turned up.
Excellent, Eamon. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, and I'm sure this is going to come in really helpful for anyone who chooses to listen.
Yeah, there you go. Good. Well, good. All right. Well, listen, so folks, coming to a cinema near you soon. Tips and advice.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.